Barrington Irving was born in Jamaica and grew up in rough urban Miami. A Jamaican-American pilot helped him see the skies as a way out. Now Barrington is at the flight controls, and the 23-year-old pilot just might be setting records. Last week, he finished a three-month solo flight around the world. Barrington says he's the youngest person and the first person of African descent to complete a round-the-world solo flight in a single-engine plane. I asked Barrington what inspired his quest.
I decided to fly around the world. It's been about 4.5 years ago. You know, it's great to progress in life, but when the same old negative things are happening in your own backyard in the community, you know, I wanted to do something about it. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I should have waited till I was 35 or 40 years old. I just felt like, you know what, I might not live to be that age. And what if I can do something now? And that's when I came up with the idea, just to prove a point, that anything can be achieved and accomplished within aviation. At the time, I didn't know I would be setting any world records when doing so. And I found that out a year later after doing research.
So you say that you're the youngest and first black person to fly around the world solo, but it's up for debate only because the National Aeronautic Association doesn't really keep those information in their aviation records. Why do you think that you are all of these things?
Well, there's an organization called the Earth Rounders. And we contacted the Earth Rounders, and the Earth Rounders have the most accurate and most detailed information for anyone who's flown solo around the world. And in my case, I looked at their information and I received a letter from them stating, according to their records, which stretch back for years, no one has ever filed with them of black descent. And according to their records with age, I'm the youngest also to do so.
When you think about your experiences, have there ever been moments where you're like, oh my gosh, I could lose my life doing this?
Yeah, you know, when you're out there on your own over...
You say that so casually, though.
Well, I guess I've just been so broken by this flight with all the challenges. But, you know, especially crossing the North Pacific. I mean, the weather changes literally every 15 minutes. Winds gusting to more than 100 miles per hour. You know, it's a small aircraft. And to deal with the turbulence and dodging icing conditions and so forth, it was really quite a challenge.
Take me into your head and into your body. When you were going through, say, a storm, how many instruments did you have to look at? What were you doing to maintain your altitude? Just kind of give me a firsthand experience.
First of all, I didn't fly through any major storms, but I tried to fly around them, you know, whether on the back end or front end of them. And the visibility is poor, especially in the North Pacific, for example. You have to rely on your instruments. You can't rely on your body senses, which can cause, you know, misdirection. You might think you're up when you're really upside down. So you rely on your instruments, and most importantly, you don't panic. I mean, there were times, of course, yes, I was very nervous, you know, wasn't sure exactly what was happening right off the bat at first, but you analyze and you evaluate. You look at your attitude. You look at your airspeed. For example, flying from northern Japan to Shemi, Alaska, you know, I was flying to a destination on an island that's only 2 miles big and 2 miles in circumference and 1 mile in length. You know, so there's just
wow.
So many different things that you go through.
Well, since your plane was named Inspiration, that must have been really something that you felt you needed and that you felt you had.
Yes, that's what I wanted this whole venture to be, is an inspiration. And I just wanted this flight to be an inspiration to encourage other young people to pursue their career, their dreams in aviation, and introduce the aviation industry to them, because the industry is in massive need of young people. The average age of an engineer is 54 years old.
So you're a senior at an HBCU, Florida Memorial University, and you put school off for a year to do this. Is that something that you question in any way, or do you think it was a good idea?
I think it was a good idea. You know, there's a part of me that's an entrepreneur. You know, it took me 2.5 years to get my first sponsor. And, you know, I learned a lot from this flight that can't be taught in a classroom. You know, I founded my own nonprofit organization, you know, was able to earn grants.
So your nonprofit is Experience Aviation. Just tell me a little bit about it.
And our nonprofit is Experience Aviation. The website's experienceaviation.org. And our whole purpose and mission is to address the shortage of professionals within the aviation and aerospace industries. And what we try to do is introduce careers to students. Because, see, the biggest gap right now in the industry is that there are tons of resources and tons of opportunities. But the problem is that it's an intimidating industry. And a lot of students feel as if, you know, just like how I felt. I didn't believe that I was smart enough to become a pilot. And you'll find that a lot of students don't believe they're smart enough to design an aircraft or be an air traffic controller or a pilot. And what we try to do is to not only introduce, but put students in tap with the resources within the community.
So a lot of people would say, okay, I want to fly. That's my dream. I've achieved my dream. You must have something else up your sleeve. What's your dream now?
Well, my whole passion is really working with students. You know, because I've seen a lot of things in my life, and I've seen it at a young age. And, you know, growing up in inner city where I've grown up in Miami. And my passion is truly helping students. And the same way that I was helped. Because for me to have the opportunity to meet a United Airlines captain, just out of the blue, here's a professional making great money, taking time out for an inner city kid. You don't see that often. And I said to myself, man, look how that improved the quality of my life. What if I could do the same for others?
Barrington, I'm sure that you'll have more things to tell us in the future. Thanks again.
Oh, no problem.
Barrington Irving says he's the youngest person and the first pilot of African descent to fly solo around the world. He's also the founder of the nonprofit Experience Aviation in Miami.